Welcome back to the Wildside News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
It's fall around the country. You can always feel it coming. The days turn softer. The winds dance a bit more briskly. The trees unveil their secrets hidden in the green, then toss them all away. So today, I'm giving you one of the most powerful clearings and connections. Every one of you know what the leaves mean. Now it's time to learn more of their secrets. You'll find out how when your voice of the earth returns here on the Wild Side News. I'm an artist. I teach people how to draw and paint. And I've heard so often, oh, I can't even draw a stick figure. Well, that was then, and this is now. I've already done three previous on-air art classes that you can listen to at your convenience and follow along on the special pages. I've taught you how to create a field sketchbook, how to do thumbnail sketches, how to draw plants, and now it's time to learn to draw leaves. And there's no better time than in the fall. There's more to this than art. It's really about taking time to take a special walk, a walk to look for colorful leaves. When you do, and I want each of you to do this, something ancient and powerful will begin to grow as those deep childhood memories return. Every child finds the fall-colored leaves that lay at our feet magical. We all need a little magic, and this is the easiest way to do it. I don't care if you're 6 or 26 or 56 or 90. I want you to listen that at your convenience, through the archives and the special instruction page, take this 20-minute course. So, from today's show page for October 20th, look at segment 3 and mouse click on the Click Here big letters. Do that now. Okay, you should be on a special page on drawing fall leaves. To follow along, just listen and practice the simple steps following the illustrations and instruction that you'll hear. All you really need is a pencil or pen. So let's begin. The first law of nature is that every living thing is composed entirely of curves. Take two. The first law of nature is that every living thing is composed entirely of curves. That's what we refer to as organic. And beauty is in the form of youthful nature. And this union of curves and beauty is the secret to the wonder of all living things. So to draw anything in nature, you simply learn to draw curves. Today, we apply this to learning to draw leaves. And what's really easy is that there are only two kinds of curves to learn, inner curves and outer curves. Notice that I use I-C for inner curve and O-C for outer curve. Then some curves are short or tight, some kind of long, and some are very long. With that, you can draw nature. You'll notice a row of leaves preceded by an A. We start out by drawing from the picture of the yellow leaf. Notice that in the sketch, the left side of the leaf is a beautiful even curve. Drawing it is like drawing part of a circle. Then notice that the right side has both an inner curve and an outer curve. The inner curve is short. The outer curve is even and longer. Now draw the left and right sides. You can stop this instruction by hitting the pause button on your media player. and then return by playing play. So drawing leaves is a matter of identifying the curves, inner and outer, short, medium, and long. Let's look at leaf B. To make things easier, you could start off by drawing the midrib of the leaf. It, too, will be a curve. It starts out as a medium curve from the stem, then becomes a long, even curve. Next, note that the left side is a very long outer curve. Draw it so that it starts and finishes on the midrib like the leaf. Now, the right side has three curves. Nearest the stem, there is a short inner curve that changes in a long outer curve that changes into a long inner curve. Say it as you draw it, accentuating the long when appropriate. That helps you define the time and length. Now, let's look at series C. Start with a midrib, then talk your way around the leaf, left side and right side. That'll take some time. When you're done, now on the right side, you'll notice an imperfection. Notice in the pencil sketch that I have not drawn that. That is how you should sketch, making the perfect leaf shape, because that's how nature wants it, than adding the imperfections. It's so much easier. Also, there is a little clock. I use that as a handy way of interpreting the angle of the small little veins that branch off of the midrib. I like to give it a time angle, like on a clock, because we all know how to interpret that. I call it in reference to the angle the hour hand would be corresponding to the vein. In this case, in series C, the veins branch off at about a 1:15 o'clock angle. Now this is important because everything that branches in that species of plant, the trunk to the branch to the stem to the leaves to the midrib to the veins, is at that same angle. It's nature's way of making things easy. It's also one of the secrets to drawing the beauty of nature that often repeats and creates symmetry and rhythm. So the veins branch at that clock angle, but then they curve. Not all leaves are so simple. The red oak is more complex, as in the D series. But here again, start by envisioning the curved shape that forms around the leaf's edges. All leaves are made of these basic shapes. This is also a secret of drawing nature. Draw the basic shape, then draw the details to conform to that shape, and it will work much better every time, much better than if you try to just draw it on the fly, because you will create the beauty of the form of nature. Using the leaf form, you can then draw in the notches and the teeth, making sure that every edge is composed of different curved lines. You will begin to see how this works when you take a closer look. When you draw, you should make that guideline of a leaf shape light, then darken the final drawings as in the filled-in color. I did these from the drawings. One of the most wonderful fall leaves is the maple, but it is hard to draw until you use this method. You start off by drawing the basic leaf shape, using curving lines to form a smooth shape. Then analyze the midrib clock angles as I have in the second sketch. Then use those to finish the details. You notice that my original sketch was not correct, so I modified it in the final, then made and filled in the details. To finish off your drawings, it's often best to use a good black pen like the one shown above. You trace over your pencil sketch, being sure to connect all of the leaf's details using only beautifully curved lines. Try to make them smooth. If you do this, I guarantee you success. But what's more, I guarantee you time well invested in getting outdoors, walking and looking, being surprised with your discoveries, gathering some of the bounty, then looking and feeling and connecting with the absolute truth of life that exists in every single leaf on the planet. At some point, you may find yourself seeing the world differently, noticing the beauty all around, perhaps wanting to draw or paint it. I give you this gentle warning. If you aren't already drawing, you may find yourself getting hooked on learning how to improve. I can only hope that this little lesson may help you move in that direction. So now, do it. No matter how proud or busy or shy or lazy, before the fall leaves are turned to dust, get out, collect, follow this lesson, and learn to draw the fall leaves. You can revisit this lesson anytime, stopping it when needed, repeating as needed, as you can with any of the programs you find on the archives, which contain your private collection of Voices of the Earth, which speak to you each Thursday or whenever you want on the archives. This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until next time, when your Voice of the Earth returns here on the Wild Side News.